To the editor. I am both puzzled and angered by the determination of the trustees of the Near North District School Board to change the name of Chippewa Secondary School. I do not see a need to repeat the many cogent arguments of those who strongly oppose a name change. I think that it is very significant that thousands of individuals have signed a petition urging the trustees to maintain the name Chippewa Secondary School. I think, however, that I need to point out my personal involvement with the school and express my own perspective regarding the issue of the name change. From 1981 to 1986, I had the honor of being the principal of Chippewa Secondary School. Before being transferred to that school, I was aware of the warm relationship that existed between the school and the local First Nation. The First Nation had presented a beautiful chief's headdress to the school as a sign of this relationship. When I first went to Chippewa, it was made very clear to me that my appointment would be official only when, in a full school assembly, the headdress was placed on me by a senior official from the First Nation. The assembly was held and the headdress was placed on me. That was a profound moment in my life. I do not know if that practice continued with other principals after I left, and I do not know where that headdress is now. If it is still in the possession of the Near North District School Board, I hope that, if the school name is changed, the board would return the headdress to the First Nation. I think that it is significant that current and past First Nation leaders have spoken out strongly against changing the name of Chippewa Secondary School. Chief Scott McLeod and George Cucci, who is recognized as a leading authority on First Nation history and culture, oppose the name change. I have spoken to a former chief and a current First Nation counselor, and they also support the name Chippewa Secondary School. The trustees stated that those of us who oppose the change simply do not understand. In effect, they are saying that they know better than the current First Nation leaders. Does that ever smack of colonialism? There is no shame in reversing a bad decision. The name Chippewa Secondary School is a proud and honored name. Please leave it alone. Garth Goodhue, North Bay, former principal of Chippewa Secondary School.